This image could make us think many things about our senses. And which sense are we going to take up? It could be about sight. It could be about texture. It's about scent, unless one of the tactile physical senses. And then, of course, there is the sense of the mind, the sixth sense, or even intuition, right? Right now, before you fully settle, or maybe fully settle into the sense all around you. There will be stronger ones, obvious ones, and less obvious. Think about scent and how it is different from room to room, the scent of inside and outside, the distinctions, the scent and smells of when you are in a different location. If you are in a shoe store, the scent is different than if you are in a flower store, a florist, or a grocery store, or if you were in a hardware store. And as we're going through this very beginning exploration of the obvious, start to know, and especially the last section, right? When you go from room to room, place to place, etc., how your habits of consciousness work with that difference of smell, that the difference of smell inside to outside, let's say, that is completely hooked, interwoven, interconnected with your sense of sight, the sense of touch, right? How does it feel on your face? Is there wind now on your face? Is it raining? And so there's droplets on your face. There's a smell of the rain. There's a smell of a sunny day. There's a smell of, is the ground dry? Is the ground wet? There's all kinds of these things and how they are interwoven with our other senses, with the sight, with tactile touch. You might hear things distinct. So scent, how scent, we're following the trail of scent, and that's a very specific thing to do, right? We follow the trail of scent. But it's never divided from the other senses or the sense of self that thinks that it is smelling something. So go back to the instruction now that there's a fullness around it. Sorry. The distinction of inside, outside, this kind of location, that kind of location, as the scent of rain and a rainy day, the scent of a sunny day and sunshine, etc. To a certain extent, those are big things. They're not only obvious, but they're also large. Now consider smaller things that still have scent. For instance, your cup or your glass when it's empty. It has the smell of glass or porcelain, or if it is a handmade piece of earthenware, it has a scent. So consider those kind of smaller or less, maybe less obvious. Even things like toiletries, what toothpaste, what shampoo, what do you even use laundry detergent? If you do, what kind? More than likely, these things are chosen as much because of their scent as their ingredients, what is in them or not in them. And lastly, there is yourself. We all have a sense. We all have multiple sense, actually. And those sense change through every day. And not just because we've had a shower or not had a shower. But it changes our pH changes. It changes as we eat different things or don't eat. Change as we grow. Change according to sunshine, humidity. And all this for several minutes is all just very superficial. Not using that term as a negative term, but just that it all is on the surface. The obvious, it's what immediately meets our mind through our sense of smell, and immediately in a reactive, the word not being used with any negativity, but simply in a reactive, responsive way, our habits of consciousness interact with that sense of smell, name it, label it, and that was part of the exercise to, in fact, name and label. But to name it, label it, follow it, walk away from it, like it, not like it. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Sit well. And breathe. Take a long, slow, deep breath and run on. If you are present to the breath, then that was all there was. Whatever smell is in your house, or smells, were not pertinent. And so, because the mind was focused, you were focused in awareness, present, breathing. That's all there was. And if that didn't happen this morning, because you kind of were still, oh, maybe I'm supposed to smell something while I'm breathing. Maybe I'm supposed to smell my breath. If that was what was going on in the mind, that would be understandable since, you know, coming off of the first 10 minutes. But if you do it again and you really settle, even in the second half of our time together, you will discover that almost everything about the senses, including smell, is arbitrary. Because when we are present and concentrate, it can disappear. Smell can disappear. Sounds can disappear or fade. And equally, other things can increase. Like the sense of light, like the sense of touch becoming a magnetic, electric, vibrating field. So is it arbitrary? Quality or feature about our senses and about how the personality interacts with them and how beingness interacts with them. This is important. Because it's telling us about things not being permanent. The phenomena are not permanent. Even our experience of them is not permanent. It's not the same every time. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Sitting well. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel awareness. Present, however you feel that. Notice the word feel. Breathing in, breathing out. Let thoughts dissolve. And simply be present. Breathing in. And breathing out. and relax the mind completely. Open and spacious. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. So notice they usually not notice, my friends, all through your day, with the scent of life forefront. Love you all. Create your day.